greater than 1,000 square foot or 50% of the floor area of the single-family dwelling located on the same lot. Sections 115, 20A, 15C, and 115, 23 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Stokely Road. The 911 address is 29030 Stokely Road in Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 96.01. The applicant is seeking a 100 square foot variance from the 1,000 square foot maximum allowable requirement for an accessory dwelling unit. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 2 mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please? Oh, thank you. I think you turned it off. You did it again. There you go.
My name is Gary A. Wexler. Address is 29030 Stokely Road in Milton, Delaware.
And you don't need to stand so close. They're pretty potent. They'll catch you. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And I see there's a gentleman with you. Is he planning to testify as well?
He's the co-owner of the house.
Okay. Do you wish to be sworn in so you could testify too, or you don't have to, but I'm just asking.
That's why he can do all the talk.
Understood. Thank you. The floor is yours.
Thank you.
You can present your case.
Okay. I never did this before, so I guess I should explain why I'm here. The reason I'm here is because we bought a house 2 years ago on Stokely Road, and it's a very large house, and there's a lot of grass to cut. And we thought it's very expensive to cut also, and if we don't do it ourselves. But anyway, we thought we'd like to have an apartment in the house, and we found out that we can get an accessory dwelling unit, and we tried to go for that. The reason why we'd like an apartment in the house is because we're hoping the income from someone living there would pay for a gardener to take care of the property when we can't, or if we were lucky enough to find someone who could take care of the property. But either way, we went for an ADU earlier this year, and it was denied because we measured it wrong. The part of the house we want to carve out to make an ADU is very large, and the rooms are very big. The section of the house is 28 feet wide by 48 feet long, and we were going to cut out one bedroom out of that floor plan and bring it down to just under 1,000 square feet to meet the requirements, but then we found out we measured it wrong because we included the utility room and the thicknesses of the walls were not included. I don't know if making myself make sense. Anyway, we found out we measured it wrong, and it turns out that it was a couple of hundred square feet over what we measured because the way it's measured properly. So we were trying to make it down to under 1,000 square feet by cutting out some of the area of the living area. And no matter what we did, we ran into problems. We would end up with an awkward floor plan, and the way we have the plumbing and electrical work planned in the house, it would just make things more difficult trying to get that under 1,000 square feet by moving the walls and stuff around. So we thought, let's just try to get a variance so it'll be like around 1,100 square feet instead of 1,000. So that's why I'm here today.
Ms. Norwood, I just want to clarify, is the variance sought 100 square feet, or is it 372 square feet? I couldn't recall what you recited earlier.
I went with 100 because it looks like the area you're requesting is 1,100.
So
the 100 square
the one
foot
that we have here when the orange,
yes,
shading. Okay. I'd seen a couple different numbers, so I just
right. This
make
one
sure
I think was the final drawing we received from the applicant.
So Mr. Wexler, we're looking at this drawing here. Is that the final drawing that you have?
Yes, that would be approximately 1,100 square feet.
Okay.
Give or take a foot, if we did it correctly.
Yeah, I see you've kind of got movements around. Okay, thank you.
Are there any questions from the board? It says here the nearest residential homes are over 200 feet away on one side and over 400 feet away on the nearest side.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah, the house, the property right adjacent to it where the entrance would be is all horse grazing. And on the other side of the house, there's a house that would be about 200 feet away from the apartment.
And you, in your statement, you had said there, well, not in your statement, but in your application, you said there's more than adequate parking.
Yes, it's 5.2 acres.
Okay. Do you have designated parking? I see you have a long driveway.
It would be alongside the house.
Okay. That would be designated for?
Yes.
Driveway would just continue around the existing house there.
Should I go up? This is the drive, Stockley Road, and this is the, it's like 0.2 miles to get to the house. And the, if we were to put in an ADU, it would be in this section of the house, and it's about 39 feet from the property line, the side of the house. And whoever would live there would park around here.
So it's actually part of your dwelling that you're currently in?
Yes, we wouldn't be building anything new outside the building or any additions. It would just be carved out of the house. It's a huge house.
Thank you.
That's it? Oh, sorry. I never did this before.
So you're going to add a separate, is there already an entrance? Like how, what will designate the ADU as separate from the existing home? You're going to add walls or a new entrance from the outside or what's?
It would have an entrance from the outside, yes. Its own entrance.
Again.
It might not be able to, I could show you on the screen.
I think the drawing, this drawing will show.
Yes, that's where it would be.
On the right-hand side there.
Any other questions from the board? Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Did you build the house or did you buy the house in its current condition?
It was a foreclosure. It was built in 2003. Actually, the main part of the house was built in 2003 and the previous owners added that section in which we want to put the ADU in 3 years later in 2006.
So the, just to recap, there's no addition to the house as proposed, you're working within the existing confines of the dwelling itself?
Yes.
And I presume, is this a, I presume this is a septic system lot, is that correct?
Yes.
And has there been any, is your septic system got sufficient capacity to handle the ADU?
I hope so.
Have you looked into that?
Yes, actually, I was talking to someone today about having, you know, recommending a septic person.
Have you had any discussions with your neighbors about this?
A couple of them, yes.
And what's been the response you've received?
One of them, lucky, he doesn't care. And the other one, Dave, I don't know, he has an apartment on his property, but I think he's worried that I'm going to be renting out the house to lots of people and there's going to be parties and stuff, which is not the case.
You live there, right?
Not yet.
Are you planning to live there?
Yes. It's not livable now, the house.
You're doing renovations?
Yes.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions from the board? Would have a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13117? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13117? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13117 for Christopher Moy and Gary Wexler. The variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to public welfare, building within the already structured facility. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue, as they've restricted down to 100 square feet needed.
I second the motion.
Second. Bear with me. Levengood, do you also believe that this will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties?
I do not think it will affect the neighboring properties.
Well, we don't have a special use exception on this one. It's just a variance.
I see this on the application. That's the reason I'm at.
Yeah, I think we've, if you're just doing a square footage requirement, we're not looking at the special use exception if the lot is greater than 10,000 square feet, which is.
Break that. Motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Levengood?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13117 has been approved.